Have you ever had someone cheat on you, treat you bad, and make you sad? Well, this is the theme song for 2025 for maintaining your badassness. When you get the urge to call that person, when you get the urge to think about give them one more chance, when you start thinking about all the good times you had, just remember how they made you sad and sing. Thank you for cheating on me. Thank you for cheating on me. Thank you for cheating on me. Thank you for lying about who you be. Now, this is a story about Mama J. Mama J from TikTok seems so sweet and innocent. Backstory first, Mama J is married with 6 kids. Her pastor husband, minister husband, whatever you want to call him, left her and her 6 kids for a woman he met online after 7 days. Yes, you heard that right. A woman he left online, a woman he met online, he got with her, left his 6 kids and his wife, and went with this woman. Now check this out. This woman is a marriage counselor. A marriage counselor. And under her TikTok, she says, she has a caption, "Woman of God, honey." Pastor Mark. And a Christian counselor. Yes, she's a Christian marriage counselor. Can you tell me how that is? I know this world is screwed up. They let anybody become ministers, pastors. Like, really? That used to be sacred back in the day. Now they let anybody become a preacher, minister, pastor, archbishop, whatever you want to call them. They let anybody become these. And hence why a lot of people stopped going to church. A lot of these monsters are exactly that, monsters. Sex offenders, cheaters, murderers, abusers, you name it. They hate kids. I used to run this group, Women of Confidence. And this woman, we became kind of close. She didn't have kids. She said she had a kid. She was actually dating this man with a 6-year-old daughter. And she told me she cannot stand her. How can a grown-ass woman not stand a 6-year-old girl? But I found this out after I let her babysit my son, who was about 12, overnight. I found out that she hated kids. Oh, my goodness. But then after that, she started dating some man in Chicago who had, I think, 2 kids. She secretly hated them, but she pretended like to him, like, she liked kids, but they were, like, in the way. They were, because they were trying to get to know each other, and it was too early for him to bring the kids around. Anyway, I'm getting off on a soapbox. Anyway, Mama J. Mama J. Oh, my goodness. you can find her under that name on TikTok. She was 13 when she met her husband. Well, they were dating. She was 13 and he was 19. She had her first kid at age 14. 14. She was manipulated by him. She calls it religious abuse or something like that. He told her that she couldn't say no to having kids. I might have this mess, like, twisted, but in so many words, he told her she couldn't say no to having kids, or couldn't say no to being in that relationship. And she was a child, basically. So the first video I came across was her making a video pleading to him and his mistress to give her some money for the 6 kids. They needed to eat. They needed school clothes. She needed to pay the car note because he just stopped paying the bills. He stopped paying the car note. He stopped buying food. He actually took the money out of their joint account. Yeah, he took the money out of their joint account. And he called the bank and told them not to let his wife get anything from an account, get any documents, etc. They looked into it, and they found out his wife was still on the account. So they couldn't do nothing about it, you know. So he finally, his mistress, posted receipts of him depositing money in the account, in the joint account. So she had to go up there and check because he disabled her access to the online account. So when she went up there, it was $400 in there. She tried to get it out. She couldn't get it out because they owed a car payment. And she had to pay that car payment. I think it was $150 or something like that. And then something else she had to pay. Which left her with $100 or $200 for 6 kids. Yeah. And his mistress, his mistress is going online talking bad about her. Like, she's supposed to be a Christian marriage counselor. She's having an affair with the married pastor. She's married. Her son, I think they say he was 15, had a conversation with her, recorded it, and called her saying that she had an affair. This is a mess. So this woman, his wife, is making Facebook posts pleading for her husband to help her with her 6 kids. She has to pay bills. He stopped paying bills. He stopped providing for them. And she's basically having a war with him and his mistress. Now, she has an attorney, and she is going to court, I think, next week. I may have my dates wrong, but you can find her on TikTok, Mama J. She's about 30. It's just a whole lot of information, and I can't keep up with it. But Mama J is very classy. She's not irate. She's upset, hurt, but she's handling it very well. Very well. Like, and she's spilling the tea in a very classy way, at the same time documenting it. So the mistress, her name is just a minute. I'm trying to get the mistress name. Sir, the mistress has her all of her comments turned off because people are coming for her. People are coming for her, and she just can't handle it. She's going after her cheating husband's wife, and she's cheating on her husband, saying nasty things about the wife that's being cheated on, but she can't handle the heat when Mama J's followers are asking her what questions and giving it right back to her. So she was saying that she was surprised that he did deposit money in their account, but probably because she's making all these posts about him, and everybody knows who Pastor Mark is, and his mistress. Her name is Susan Avery, 3758, and she's on TikTok. And she's making all these videos, most of them talking about church stuff. And she made one video talking about somebody posted some address on a public site, and her address on a public site. And she noticed a car pulling up by her house, and people were just watching her in it. I mean, watching her, sitting in the car, watching her. I think she went out and was going to confront the people, but they pulled off. But Susan, the mistress, The married mistress, marriage counselor, the married mistress, married Christian, married marriage counselor, said there's cameras all over the place, so whoever did that, you know, they can be caught. And I thought the rule was, when men cheat, they're supposed to cheat up, not down. Because, baby, when you see Susan Avery when you see Susan Avery, 3758, you're going to be like, what? Destroying his career, marriage, and life, and kid, his relationship with his kids over this thing, this married thing, this married Christian marriage counselor thing. After talking with her only for 7 days. And Mama J, she's moving on, honey. She is not taking that trash back. She's got her confidence back. She is not being walked over. Cinderella is dead. She is not being walked over anymore. She is speaking up for herself, and she has her own voice. And then, now, the mistress is saying the wife should have contacted her, and she shouldn't have been putting everything on social media, but she had to put it on there because she had to try to contact her husband because her husband went MIA. And stop caring for his family. Stop taking care of his family. Now, Susan's online throwing a pity party for herself. Calling her mistress. Calling her adulteress. She don't like that. I think Susan has apologized to Mama J, but she took off her post. She removed her apology post. I don't know why. And then there's a video of Mark apologizing. I can't find it. But and she said she lives with Mark because God told her it was okay. Yeah. So she's one of those mistresses that uses God and religion to cover up for her sins because she's saying God said it was okay for them to be together. She's a marriage counselor? A Christian marriage counselor, I think. And he's a pastor. Susie, daughter of God. That's crazy. That is crazy. She's posting Bible verses. She's talking about Hebrews 6:46, part 2. Wow, she's a hypocrite, for real. Wow. I don't see how she has the nerve to put her face on social media. But, if you want to look up this story and read about her, Mama J, she has a sweetest little face. M-A-M-A-J. You can find her on TikTok. M-A-M-A-J. So she had a lot of supporters. A lot of people wishing her well. This might be the best damn thing that ever happened to her. She's getting a lot of advice from women who have been cheated on. I'm included. So, so I wish her luck. Please get on her account, follow her, and support her. Until next time.
Hence why a lot of people...